you for rocking with the Gents Club podcast. This is Fate Uno with episode number 10. In this episode, we feature DJ Snicker Steve with the monthly kicks info, Joey with the featured collectible item of the month, and as always, Kick 718 and Fate Uno with the hot topics. Make sure you register and subscribe to our podcast at thegentsclub.com. That's thegentsclub.com. Enjoy the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us once again. It's the Gentlemen's Club, brought to you by Way Back When Antiques, Collectibles, all that fly shit. Fellas, what's good?
What's up?
I'm your coach, Kick 718, in the building. I got my man, Fate Uno.
Yo.
I got JoJo in the building. Yo. I got DJ Sneaker Steve, Eric. And I got my man, Big Deli. What's good, fellas?
What's up?
Chilling, man.
Listen, I ain't see y'all in a month. Y'all look ugly as hell.
No, I got my beard.
JoJo, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, internet.
I got it.
Joe has this superficial beard. It looks like it's a strap on. He got the leather strap on the beard.
He's jealous. It's all natural.
You gotta relax.
It's all natural.
Listen, shout out to Nori for me biting your shit. Some mad respect. You gotta relax. Listen, what's going on, guys?
Good, man. Good.
Everybody good? Yeah. Steve, bring it in. What's good with the sneaker game, baby?
Well, you know, same old.
Talk that shit.
They got some Yeezys dropping.
Ooh.
Diamond. Yeezy, baby.
Yeezy, some 350. They call it Butters.
Butter.
Internet, it's called Butters. B-U-T-T-A-S. Butters. Guys.
So, I'm going to try. I've been 0 for whatever. I've never been able to get any. So, I'm going to try again this weekend. So, we'll see if the streak continues or
right.
It snaps.
Yo, but how are you feeling them Yeezys, though? Like, you reselling or you keeping them?
No, I keep them.
For the record.
Yeah.
I got the
Power Phase ones.
Okay.
Ooh, the ones nice. That are like...
But those ain't...
They're not, really
they're not real Yeezys. Yeah, that's like yeah. Drake... That's like Drake shoe or some it, shit. That's the
like
shit Drake will
classic,
wear.
But although I do have to say, though, I was able to get my hands on the Derek Jeter ones.
Damn.
Ooh, shout nice, out to Sneaker nice. Steve. Ooh, Sneaker man. Steve, tell the internet where they can find you so you can show them that swag.
DJ _ Sneaker Steve on Instagram.
Every hard
yeah,
body.
The picture son. There.
Yeah.
Is one of my grails.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this sneaker for the longest time.
What's a grail, Sneaker Steve? Tell the internet, because they slow.
Grail is like that one item that you've been searching for the longest time. And the same, and I finally was able to get them, man, in my size.
Nice.
Brand new.
Bam. Yes. Them shits is crispy, B. Yeah. Crispy.
I just want to know, how did they get the names? Butter.
Butter.
Yeah, that's why I don't know how to get it. Next way it's gonna be mayonnaise.
Honestly, I think he just looks. I think Kanye just looks at the shoe and he's like,
butter.
I don't know what I'm gonna name it. Or he lets Don C do it. Don C is a friend of his.
Yeah, yeah. Not just him. No.
Or how does he do it with his lip? Butter.
That's a fucking low blow, man.
Yo, I love you, Kanye. I love you. Just a little fucked up right now, but
y'all.
Right.
Bring it home,
yeah,
son.
Bring it home.
So tell us, so you copping? You trying? So
I'm trying. So. You know, it's always crazy when it's easy.
Okay,
when
no question.
When it's easy, it's always a struggle to get those.
What do they retail for, son?
Retail, usually between like $400 to $500 for the 350s.
Wow. Wow. Retail?
Retail. Well, the retail is $220.
Okay.
Resale for them is $3 to $5.
All right, that's
double.
Up.
Damn, double. Double.
Yo, I mean, listen,
double.
That's official. It's Yeezy, right?
It's Yeezy.
He changed. He didn't jump over the jump, man. Let's not ever say that shit. Because I slap one of y'all. Him say that.
He
I slap the shit
might,
out of Kanye.
Why wouldn't they go head to head?
Okay, but.
It's unfortunate.
Think of legacy and then think
no,
of hype.
I understand that.
You dig what I'm saying?
You got hype beasts that go for Yeezy.
I fuck with it all day. So I'm the biggest hype beast in here.
Okay, you know
I just try to play it off because I'm real cool. I'm calm and collected.
But they go head to head.
No, the popularity.
They do go head to head,
it's
for
the
real?
Youth. It's the
it's
youth.
It's the generation.
Yeah. Because old farts like us, we get.
Wait, hold on. We old farts like
first
you.
Of all, first of all, because somebody died. Internet. I wasn't going to say this, but he's fucking with me.
So I look at Joe today before we start the show, and I look at him like, yo, why you look weird? Nah, my beard, I'm chilling. He said my beard and shut up. And I looked at his beard, and then I see the disdain in some of the heat. So he dyed his hair.
Yeah, you know, that's it.
This guy's out of control. what? Your balls are touching your ankle right now. Stop it. You're not fucking holding anything.
Yo, listen, I look good.
All right.
There you go.
Internet, Snake Steve. So that's where they can find you at. Find my man. Nice. You can see all his fresh. Listen, brother, thank you for everything. I want to go on the record, and I want to apologize to DJ Sneaker Steve. I owe you one for Saturday, no nigga. I'm sorry. Moving on to Joe. Don't worry about it. It's
going to be a long story. I want to know what happened. Saturday, I'm sorry. But Joey,
Where's Trump at? So, Joe, you got a featured item this month?
We got a lot of features.
What happened? Listen, internet, he's a little light.
I'm a little light today, man.
And he's upset.
I'm very upset.
He's got fake facial hair. And he's missing part of his comic book.
Man, I lost my comic book.
Let him know why you mad, son.
Some crazy ass lady came into my store, and you know what? I love selling, but she bought my whole collection.
Good God. Yeah. She bought the whole
comic. Yeah, she dropped down 15 grand.
Did she?
And I had to hesitate.
A little bit?
Yeah, man, why would probably 15, 20 minutes.
That boggles my mind.
I hesitated. We always hesitate.
How does someone come into a store with $15,000?
Yeah, man, and they come in the store and they buy it,
are they opening a store themselves?
You know what it is? I think what's happening with a lot of people in the collectible world is just like shoes. Yeah. They come into a store, they come inside thinking they have all this money, and they're going to buy inventory, and they're going to open up their own eBay store.
You think that's what it is, Joe?
It's all eBay. Let me tell you why it's eBay. Because they don't have a house or like a shop to come to because they don't have no overhead. So the thing they'll put in their house and do eBay.
Yo, but the percentage that eBay takes is what? 15%?
Yeah, you got like almost 10.
I thought it was 6 before.
No, it's going up.
It's gone up.
Yeah, because you got eBay and you got PayPal, two separate entities.
Right. They split up.
Yep. So look at it, 15%. I don't mind, but at the same time, it does hurt my business because if you're new in the business and you're naive and you don't take the time to learn,
okay,
you can actually ruin a lot of competition out there.
But it's the digital world, though.
It's digital world, and you can't do anything about it.
A lot of stores are closing that because of digital.
That's right, man. And it's hard.
The easiness of going online and buying stuff.
Right, everybody's going on Amazon. Everybody's going on Amazon.
But let me ask you something, though. I think we all use eBay.
Yeah, we all use eBay.
If you're watching something for weeks and it starts dropping in price, that's when you're basically sitting on merchandise.
Correct. I do sit on merchandise, but you know.
Well, not yourself. I'm saying in this case, the woman that bought from you.
Yeah, she came in. She
cleaned you out.
She cleaned me out, and she bought all my collection. And you know, sometimes I look at my collection, I love it because it's.
What kind of cleanup did she give you?
Man,
did she go all the way or halfway?
All know about kicks and dicks, you know.
Whoa. Listen, internet. You know, I made reference to a couple of cocks that I've never seen, and I'm looking at my own cock. Nah, listen, I appreciate the pause, but it wasn't no gay shit, though.
Oh, okay.
It was
no
gay shit. Okay.
All those cocks you just said?
Relax. Okay, listen, not like that. I'm married, by the way, to a woman, all right?
Okay.
That don't mean shit.
Oh, nigga, see, you gotta relax. You gotta relax. I'm married to that nigga's sister. Listen. He needed to come.
That was good. That was good. It was like, we all paused.
Listen, that fake beard is good.
Yo, you like it. Stop changing the subject.
Joe, all right, we gotta relax. You gotta relax. Listen, that's all right,
okay,
though. Kick some new. I love gay people. It's all great.
I'm happy.
All right? You are definitely not happy. So give me your featured item of the month.
Yo, what do you got? Cool ass piece, honestly.
Yeah, talk to me.
Well, horror is coming back in, and there's, you know, a lot of great movies are coming in by the fall. You know, Halloween's coming around
Melania
the corner.
Trump is coming back in?
You love that
Did
movie,
you say horrors?
I didn't say horror. I said horror.
You said horror.
Listen,
horror.
So we got a lot of great movies coming out, and a lot of people are actually buying stuff, and they're looking.
Okay.
We all know that we got another Halloween coming out.
Halloween.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? Jamie Lee Curtis is back in the role,
Good
and she's
girl.
Saying this is the second of the movie. She's forgetting all those sequels, prequels, everything. They're erasing it.
But, yo, dead ass? All the other ones are whack. I like 1, 2, and 3. I know 3 is crazy, but
I like the one with Busta Rhymes, man, when he says, "Oh God, that was my bad one." I like that Busta Rhymes one. I know it was a badass. Did you like it?
The Rob Zombie remake?
The first one.
Yes,
that second one, Rob Zombie was
You know why though? Because He was rushed.
Yeah, he was rushed doing it.
Was he rushed?
Yeah, the studio wanted him to do it. He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want
to
do it.
Okay.
But they rushed him to do it. That's why it wasn't. But his first one was.
Oh, it was amazing. But you got Halloween coming out, and on top of Halloween coming out, you got you got a lot of horror movies coming out, back.
Valak.
That's right. That looks crazy too. But you know what? Here on Way Back When, we are buying a lot of old vintage horror from Boris Karloff to The Mummy to Frankenstein. And my feature of the week.
Let's go.
I'm gonna let my boy pick it up. Go get that guy. You see that guy right there? That werewolf. Pull it out. This is badass.
You gotta say pause on pulling it out.
Pause and pull it out because kids get excited.
Joe wants somebody to pull it out on him.
Pull it out.
That's all right.
Now these are unique. These are called posables. And these are great, man.
Show it to the camera.
Yo,
right
man,
there.
Check this out. This is one of
there we go.
Man, fuck with that right there.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, give it to you, Trump. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the point is that...
Joey likes Trump, by the way.
I have Nobel Peace Prize. But the best thing about this guy is that very hard to find. If you pull these up, they go anywhere between $190 to $400.
Really?
Wow.
And you got the Frankenstein, you got the werewolf, you got the dragon.
How old is this guy?
Actually, these are not that old. These are from 2000s.
Okay.
So you're looking at a piece. That's kind of old. It's 18 years if we look at it. That's like going back. But at the same time, people are getting more involved. They're coming into the store and looking at the horror section. They're looking at the gremlins. They're looking at the Godzillas. They're looking at the King Kongs. And they want pieces like this.
Mm.
So if you guys have these and you got it in your closets and all that, you know, take it out, man. You know why? Because it's a collectible now. It's getting very hard, and you all know what's going on with Toys R Us and all that. So guess what? It's getting harder and harder to find these toys.
Yeah, so
you know, this is the feature of the month. That Way Back When, it's
That's actually our cool ass posable werewolf.
Yep. He is for sale. I'm asking 150, which is a great price. So someone could actually make money.
What about the gentleman's club discount?
Yeah. Gentleman discount
$149.99.
But here's the thing, like we were talking about. This is what we're talking about. People come in here like. You said, you know, they'll come into my store and, you know, I buy in lots because I'm an estate auctioneer.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's when people come in real quick and they want to buy something, they'll look at my prices and they'll even go on eBay right in front of me and goes, well, okay, I'll take it. I don't mind that. I love when people come with eBay. We have it here. You could touch it. You could feel it. We don't have to mail it out. So the best thing about it, we do have it here. So you can buy from
us. They can touch it and feel it, though?
They can feel it. Pause for kicks.
There you go. You gotta relax. Matter of fact, look,
he's getting excited with these. But the point is, people are coming in and the competition is getting rough. And like you said,
yeah, it's a doggy dog world.
Yo, my store is like, if you put up in Margate, there's not a lot of us antiques vintage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So thrift city and all that, eat your heart out.
That's what's up.
So the point is, man, we got some cool ass pieces here at the store, but. If you get them, hold on to them. This is good.
Joe, I appreciate that. Tell the internet where they can find you at.
You can find me at WBW Antiques on Instagram.
Okay.
And man, check us out in Margate.
That's what's up, man. Listen, I appreciate that, fellas. That shit was awesome. I'm not gonna get no Yeezys, and I'm definitely not gonna get that fucking furry ass guy. All right.
I'm not getting him either.
But that's love, though.
You need one though.
So Del, what's really good, Del? Del, you're the token black guy of the group today. So you get what I'm saying?
I'm free.
And you like dick grabs, right? Not because I want to grab your dick, but I'm just asking.
First of all, you motherfuckers are too loud.
I didn't say I was grabbing his dick, but I'm saying this to lead up to our opening story.
You just want
to
hear the dick.
Nah, I really don't want to hear the dick. I'm sending you dick pics later on.
I'm gonna get a shirt for him.
Listen, if you guys don't want to share the file, I suggest you relax. He's getting it.
But, blocking everybody.
But check this out. So, Terry Crews, you guys know him from next Friday.
White Chicks.
Right, White Chicks. Yeah, the big buff. You know, the black guy, right? He's been on a couple of commercials.
He's on
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Old Spice.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the Old Spice commercial. So I recently saw, he was in the news because he went to, I guess, a meeting with a producer. And the producer, I guess, he grabbed his cock outright.
Back in 2016.
Was it two? Okay, so if you know the story, hit him.
Yeah. Apparently, it was in 2016. He was at some party.
It was a party, okay.
Yeah, he was at a party, and he was with his wife, and apparently some producer guy walked by and grabbed his shit, and...
Was it a joke, or was it he grabbed his shit?
When was the last time somebody grabbed your dick as a joke?
At a party? Were they drinking?
Not never.
Drugs?
What? I don't know.
What was involved?
What party are you going to?
There's a lot of story for that.
I don't know. Right. But he went to court, you know. He went in front of a judge or something.
I think it was a sworn affidavit or something.
Yeah. So who was it? Weinstein?
No. You wanted to be Weinstein.
They didn't release who it was. But he said that...
Steven Spielberg?
Some guy grabbed him.
Yeah. Jaws.
And by... his wife was the one that calmed him down.
She kept him real, right?
Because he was ready to, like, explode.
Spaz out.
Yeah, he was going to go crazy.
That's what's up. So, look, Gentleman's Club. My question is... You're up for a movie. You're making your ways or your rounds in Hollywood.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You go to a party. You're having a great fucking time. And you know.
The producer.
The wolf comes and he grabs you by your cock. Do you beat him up or do you let that ride to...
Well, why do we have to say beat?
You're going to beat him up.
Beat him up.
You're going to beat him up. He thinks he's slick. See, I gave him the huh?
Whip. Whip that ass.
You whipping that ass?
So you're gonna whip his ass while you touch your cock.
But that's gonna ruin your whole career and all the millions of.
Well, maybe not the whole career, but that deal.
You don't think it's gonna fuck somebody's life?
There's
like
that deal.
If you whoop it, because listen.
Well, maybe they talk shit.
They're all pedophiles in Hollywood.
Yeah, you're right.
All
right,
they're all pedophiles, and if not, there's a whole.
They're all gonna talk shit. Don't work with him.
Why? They
didn't touch my cock.
Right. But you gotta remember too.
Well, look at those stars.
It wasn't like. In the beginning of his career.
Yeah, this is during his
years after. Yeah. He already had a good career.
Right, but that doesn't mean that they can't bottom him out.
Pause. No, of course.
Pause on bottom out.
Pause for a minute. He got something to say.
Go, Dell.
Pause. You got to remember, too, like, when you're at the career point and you're making that money, all of a sudden it's like you're trying to get to that next plateau, and all of a sudden it happens to you, like, what's my step?
Right.
Yeah. All right, let me keep quiet.
Are you gonna take that loss?
Sometimes that money speaks.
So it's okay. What you're saying is okay. So if I grab your dick for more money, it's okay?
First of all, internet's paused because there's no money being exchanged.
I don't like this.
Well, no, I'm just asking.
No, but hold on. let's keep that real funky. Yeah, let's talk that shit.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, that question I want to ask you. You just said I'm at a pinnacle. I'm at my time, right? And then I said, so somebody has to touch your cock, and you're going to be okay with that?
How much?
Depends on how much.
Oh,
whoa.
Depends on what my selling price is.
Didn't I tell you everybody got a price?
Everyone
needs
one.
You just said that. You said you had a price.
Everybody can be
a $1 million man.
So if $1 million, somebody grabs your cock, you going to let them touch it?
Nah, let's go. If we're going to go down.
Yeah, we're going to go. Let's go extreme.
How much money for you to let a guy to suck your cock?
Hold on.
To Dell, a mouth's a mouth.
No, I get it. Internet, I don't even know what kind of rating we're getting on iTunes, but I think we're fucked. So, Hakuna Matata.
That's our next shirt, mouth to mouth.
But let's not sway from the topic at hand.
We'll
get to that some funny shit later, but like realistically, you're working on your career, you're in the middle of something, and this happens to you. What does that do to you?
It makes you think. Because you're like, is this how it goes down? Because, I mean, you've heard stories of producers doing that to chicks.
Right.
Not to guys.
You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's rarely has happened to guys.
Is he the only guy that came out?
So far.
So yeah. Next we'll probably hear Tom
about
Hanks.
How much has really happened.
Nah, Tom Hanks is... he's paraded all the way.
I'm Forrest Gump.
He's... You see, he got that... He got that mojo, Jenny. Right? He got the Jenny.
God,
What you were saying, though? It's not
Tom Hanks.
Fuck Tom Hanks. He's the dirtiest one out of all of them. Even if it ain't true, I'm wild.
I'm selling.
But, I don't think it's true.
But Dell, okay, listen. Let's keep it funky, though.
I'm keeping it funky.
You're at a party. Man grabs your dick. Right? And... Let's say an opportunity arises after that. Pause on arising. No, hold on, really.
He's talking about
I'm not even setting it up. I'm really not. But I'm
just element.
It's not. You gotta relax. Fake me fucking beer here. Listen, first of all, caco pelao.
All right. We're going to pause. Start over. No question. Go ahead. Say it again.
Choose your words.
Choose your words. Yeah, choose it.
So, you're at a movie. I'm not even... No. I'm committing.
Okay,
I'm committing.
All right, go ahead.
Right. Talk to me. Somebody felt you up. Somebody felt you up. And you're thinking of your career.
It's happening.
What do you
My
do?
Career?
You let it happen.
I think I'm going to let it happen.
You let it happen.
Let it
you
happen,
can let it happen?
Right?
I will not let it happen.
Okay, but let me.
You say that now.
Oh, I'll tell you, Chad. I'm not going to let no man touch
so
my dick, bro.
All right, so if I walk up to you and say, I'm going to give you $25 million.
No.
Over the next 3 years.
Yo,
or you could get blackballed.
You could get, let me tell you something.
Well, blackballed, that's exactly, first of all, that's going
to
happen.
If I'm in my
head, one thing you have to worry about.
If my career is already half through and a producer touches me in an appropriate way, I'm going to say something. I don't know what you're going to say, but let me tell you something. I already have my money.
You don't know if that,
you don't
that's
know.
The last time you're ever going to work.
That's fine, but there's other independent dealers out there. You know what I'm saying?
Joe, you. Joe,
you can let somebody touch your
lifestyle.
He can, well, hold on. The skin back on mine.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck.
All
right.
Pause.
No, I'm not pausing nothing. Internet, not realistically.
I won't let nobody do that. That's would you do that?
I'm not buying
that. Honestly,
no, I'm not buying.
See,
that.
He said no. What about you?
I'm not buying.
I'm gonna say this. There's people I don't deal with. I don't deal with narcissistic personalities that are manipulative.
Okay.
It's very difficult for me to deal with these people. I don't deal with them. And if I know there's someone like that in the room, or if I have to work for someone like that, I don't think I would.
I agree.
I won't even be part of it. And I hear that in Hollywood.
Right.
Everybody's.
Right.
So it's you're dealing
it's a,
with.
It's like a big cult.
Right.
It's
like
a big gang.
No, but you're dealing with a lot of narcissistic, manipulative people.
It's a culture.
Right.
It's a
culture.
You're dealing with sociopaths. You're dealing with psychotic
That's
people.
In the music. That's in the music business.
And you're dealing.
That's why it took Macklemore so long to become a hit.
So you want to
really?
Because they wouldn't pick him up. Look, Macklemore was performing for years.
He
didn't want to believe in the Hollywood.
So okay, so the man.
But then now he's big time. But it was all through YouTube. He had to build himself through YouTube.
Same thing like we're doing.
And through the radio, because they wouldn't touch him.
Right.
Like, nope.
Why? Because he wouldn't give in.
He wouldn't give in.
But let me say this: I don't feel like I'm better than anybody. I'm just saying that I've already been there. I've dealt with people that have tried to already manipulated me. They maybe they didn't touch my cock, but they touch. Other parts of me, you know what I mean? Emotionally,
okay.
Where they make me feel, you know, where it was like, you know, you're my bitch, basically.
Joe, you so were homophobic, Joe. I'm not. Definitely a homophobic.
Listen, I wouldn't put a voting on it. If anybody wants to have their cock touched or not, they should vote on it.
Definitely. Listen.
Just vote on that.
Chime in. You guys definitely put in the comments.
Comments.
Definitely get it.
Let's make it official.
Okay.
On IG, everybody fucking comment.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear this show, if you're listening right now, put your comments about, do you have a price?
Do you have a price?
They do these fucking pranks on YouTube and shit where they... Where
touch cocks?
Relax.
Why are you jumping so fast to touch somebody's cock, Joe?
No, but check this out.
I think it's the beard. I think he's young. He's feeling frisky.
But they do these pranks where the boyfriend's with the girlfriend, and then this guy, you know, the guy dresses up successfully with a briefcase full of money.
Okay.
And he asks, you know, how much to have one night with you.
Oh, indecent proposal.
Okay.
Right.
Heavy.
So how much? And they play around, you know, they start with 1,000. He's like, no, I'm not doing it for 1,000, 5,000, 10,000.
Mm.
When they get to 10,000, the guy's already like, honey.
You know what I got to do with 10 grand?
$10,000, right. Here you go. You know?
I can't do nothing.
Okay, well, let's ask you a personal question. You know what? Okay,
not
good. See,
price.
Would you do it?
Would I do what?
There's no price.
Have a man touch my cock for money?
No.
If you have your wife get involved.
But it's not about the price.
Oh, absolutely not.
To me, it's not about the price. It's manipulation.
That's correct.
This is all manipulation.
The power.
But at the moment, you have to factor certain things in. You're going to have to factor any kind of alcohol that you're on or any kind of drug. If you're somewhere in a public setting. Hear me out. Keep that funky. If you're in a public setting or you're in a party setting and somebody comes up to you and you guys are having a good time, you know, parenthesis on a good time.
Okay.
Somebody says, 30 grand for your wife. 30 grand for your butthole. 30 grand for this. 30 grand for that. What are you saying at the moment? Your inhibitions are way fucked up to begin with.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think I'll put myself in that
situation. Yeah, I won't put it in my situation.
But here's the thing. It came to you. You didn't have to put yourself in no position.
Now, was it a joke? There's a lot of open holes in this thing.
Right.
Did a guy know him and went grab them and he thought it was not funny and he was laughing?
Maybe the producer's done it before.
Or he did something to the producer.
I pat him in the ass or something.
Oh, pat him in the ass at the studio,
right.
And he got him back. I don't know what the fuck he did.
Right.
He claims.
Just so official though, because, you know, it's just what do you do in that particular case? It didn't end his career and it didn't make his career any better.
It makes him look.
Because he never said anything. He's saying now.
So does he look crazy in everybody's eyes? Does he look crazy in your eyes, Joe?
To me, yeah, as a big guy, a big man, bodybuilder, and you're telling me at a party. And a producer actually see who was there? How many other people were there?
None of that stuff is known. They haven't let that info out.
His wife and a producer and that whole party.
The wife had to talk him out of it. So maybe he was there by himself. Maybe he was there with friends.
So
who
it's
knows?
His word against his word.
She was there with him.
Was she there? Okay.
They were there at the party.
And she saw it.
She saw it happen, and he was about to flip out, and she was the one that calmed him down.
Oh man.
She's been the one that. Throughout everything has made him change his life because he was very ready to flip out and stuff.
See, I want to blame him.
She's the one that made him calm down.
Well, let me say something about Mr. Cruz also. He was addicted to porn for many years.
Right.
This is
many years.
This is something that he spoke about.
That almost led to his divorce.
Almost led to his divorce.
So he was doing porn, or
he was addicted to porn.
He was just staying home and
watching porn.
Hours.
Now, women on women, men on men. That's the question. You see what I'm saying?
But the reason why I bring this up is because I think he's spoken about this to try to help other people. So I think that's why he's speaking about this too. He's trying to help the men that are. Feeling inadequate in Hollywood, they're just getting roles. They're like, "Well, I just gotta let him touch my car, and maybe I'll get another deal." He's just speaking about it so that this shit stops, because there's a lot of people violating other people.
I'm waiting for a woman. That's what I'm waiting for. But I think this happens everywhere.
It can happen, men, women,
too. Right.
It doesn't matter who does the violation.
But it's not just Hollywood. I think it's just in business. If you look,
I'm waiting for the music entertainment world to happen, or even WWE. Back in the Attitude Era, you're talking about. You talk about remember back then?
Of course. Well, all right. So listen. I thank y'all for the opinion, right?
It ain't
even that. Listen, if you guys feel a certain way,
vote it.
Listen, comment. Definitely let us know exactly what's on your mind. But, you know, in the terms of what we're talking about, I heard that a teacher paid $30,000 to how many students?
A couple of students.
That she was sleeping with to hush things up.
What grade are we talking about?
I think it was high school.
Where were these girls?
Right?
These
but here's the thing. It was a $30,000 cover-up, and it still got out, and she still got arrested, and all of the works. So we go back to, I think, the last episode that last episode was fucking hysterical, and we dropped a lot of jewels. But it goes back to older women fucking younger men. It's acceptable. But she had to pay $30,000 for everybody to shut the fuck up.
But they got the money and she still got drunk.
And she still got fucked. So
who squealed?
Probably one of the
I know.
Of course.
Was it the Asian kid?
There was no Asian kid. You're like the small fucking kid. It didn't happen like that.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So, people do drastic shit. Everybody has got a number.
Me love you long time.
You like a long time, big boy.
Maybe one of those kids got upset. Oh, you're too small.
Why'd he get upset, though?
Maybe it didn't last.
Why fuck up a good thing?
That's true.
Now,
there you go.
Hold on.
Someone found out someone else got paid more than he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody got mad.
Because everyone talks.
You paid them
$10,000 more? No matter what, someone's going to talk. Someone's going to say, you know what? Joe, she gave me $4,000.
God damn, Joe. Del got some jewels with it, all right?
Yep.
Listen, talk on it, bitch.
I got that $4,000. Or guess what? Yo, she gave me $4,000, and she rented me a car so I can go party last weekend. Damn, all I got was $1,000.
A Coke and a smile.
Smoking a pancake.
Or a courtesy reach around.
Good.
Hey, was the lady at least hot?
Yeah, she was cute.
How old was she?
Mid-30s.
And so she was with 17-year-olds? How old,
I believe
how
so. I don't have that detail.
That's her right here.
Let me see.
She ain't that. You guys need glasses or something?
Oh.
She's not bad.
She ain't bad.
If I was 17 and that was open to me, I'd be busting all in that. All right?
What's it called? The Butcher?
The Butcher of South Korea. No.
That's what it is?
Her last North name Korea. Butcher.
Oh, last name Butcher? She Butcher ass.
Is she Korean?
She's, yeah.
She might could be.
She love you long time.
He went to, you know the prayer? Eat, sang. Is that Korean?
Hang on,
we got to relax.
Dallas teachers.
She's in Texas?
Yeah, Texas.
God.
Oh, man.
The word was teaching when I was young. I don't know.
Maybe there was. We don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe there was back then. It was back then.
How far back you going, though?
I'm going back probably 1990s.
90s.
I bet you that happened.
I had a few teachers that I wish they could have.
I bet you they did.
And didn't.
Why don't you stay over class?
My Spanish teacher.
You had a banging Spanish teacher?
It's not their own.
Oh,
you want to see her name?
You gotta wait. She's on Facebook.
She's on Facebook.
We know who you are, you dirty old lady. Yo, can she still get it though?
I haven't seen her now.
But if you saw her now, can she still get it?
One eye.
Nah, relax. She ain't got no one eye.
It don't even matter.
Kid, what it look like, man?
Yeah, man.
She's a hot. Yo, you ever seen that old ass like that? She's it's a mother and or. It's a grandmother and a great-grandmother. She one's like 16. She's got like ripped. She's completely beefed out. And then the great-grandmother's like 90. But she's just like cock diesel. You guys ever seen that?
No.
Listen, you got to look at it.
What
porn are you watching? Yeah, yeah. It ain't even porn. You got to relax.
What are you guys?
Dirty.
Listen,
I'm gonna tell you about guys, all right?
Oh yeah.
They know how to dye their hair right.
Hey. Listen,
their
great.
Beard hair.
Apparently not.
I don't know. Metrosexual.
Whoa, see, I knew it was gonna come out. Just give Joe some time, and he'll hang himself like Derry Carey did.
Oh, damn. Right? He was all a right. sex fiend.
He was.
Yeah. Listen, he got a high. He probably got too high. I can't breathe. Yeah. I can't breathe.
This guy. Who brought him to the party? Real quick.
All right.
What's it called? Space Force.
Oh.
Space Force is the equivalent to what the president wants to do. It's going to be military for space.
Okay.
Do we need it? What are your thoughts on it?
Space Force.
Space Force. Are we going to
see the Millennium Falcon flying through over there?
Space Balls?
You got it right.
Space Balls.
May the Force be with you.
That's it. Yo.
Star Trek.
Yo.
Star Trek was gay, first of all.
Oh, come on.
Was it gay?
No.
Yep. Snicker Steve. Star Trek was whack?
No. I like
it's
Star
not as
Trek.
Good as Star Wars.
It's never as good as Star Wars.
Nah, Star
okay.
Trek.
Okay.
If you're
a Trekkie, you gotta get a vasectomy or some bullshit like that.
All right, we want to hear the comments on this one too.
I'm going in.
iPhone. Star Trek.
You ain't never had a Princess Leia in Star Trek.
You had a Aurora, man. She was hot.
Aurora.
She was hotter than Leia.
She was hotter than Leia?
What?
She was hotter than Leia.
God,
you gotta relax. Listen, enter this.
You like Darth Vader, huh?
You like Darth Vader.
You like the helmet?
You like that breathing hard.
You will use the force.
You like to tell people that you're their father. You Puerto Rican. You like to do that.
Oh, he's going there. All right.
That's all right. He got me there.
That's not. See, why do I get him? Because he might have other, you know.
Disclaimer.
There's no disclaimer.
Due to the following.
Don't take it serious, Internet. I'm lying. This motherfucker's he's a horn dog.
No, I'm a horn dog.
But listen. Y'all are wilding around. You gotta relax.
Okay.
So, what were we talking about?
The Space Force.
Bring that back. Space Force.
Space Ghost?
Stop. With the Falcon? Yeah. He's a car. Hanna-Barbera made some bullshit-ass cartoons, and then they make some great stuff.
They do.
But how do you feel about... Are you joining Space Force?
No. Hell no.
Why not joining Space Force?
I would. They call me Joe. I'll be the first one online.
Imagine, but what's your?
What's the point?
What's the point?
How do you get physically fit for space?
When
everything. No, but what I'm saying is space. Everything like it's not like regular physical like activity here.
Right.
When you get up there, everything is completely different. Your DNA even changes out there. So how do you feel about that? And not to mention, let me ask you this: how do you feel about that? And could the government use that money to do other shit, like make the country right? Because they're going to tax you for all of that.
Yeah.
You're going to be paying out your ass for a fucking...
It's a waste of money.
From fat fucking Cheeto guy in space. You guys did a great job. Melania, you can suck on my nipple. You understand what I'm saying? It's a waste. Nigga Steve, you feel it's bullshit?
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
That's the point.
Either in our lifetime or our kids' lifetime, we're gonna have ET coming by.
Del, how you feel about that? This fucking gay Joe don't know what the fuck it, I think he's upset about his comic book.
He's already here. He's on the other side.
There you go.
I'm telling you, we're gonna have an extra. It's gonna come.
He's here,
he's
Ray.
He's here. He's probably here.
He's already coming home.
Hey, in 30 years, let me ask you guys a question.
Oh, no.
Wait, I'll ask you a real serious question.
Come on with it.
In the past 30 years of technology,
yeah,
how far are we advanced?
Not at all.
What?
We're not
in the 1990s.
What,
when we had
years?
Our beepers,
we 30 years.
And,
we 30 years.
Phones, we
just
have
in the last 5 years.
Fast
listen,
in technology.
You know,
just in the last
okay,
5 years.
You want me to answer
listen,
that?
Answer that.
We don't have the Hoover board.
The hoverboard is around.
They had it.
Lexus. Japan has it right now. They're
Lexus
you, America.
Made it.
Yeah, they had
when,
it.
When
Back to the Future yep. 2 came out, right. when that movie
they
came out,
it.
They
right.
had it in
they
production. It was working.
Right.
But their fear was that kids
liability.
Were going to get hurt.
Yep.
Right.
That's why they never released it.
Well, listen, okay, so
liability is too high.
Bring it up a couple of years ago.
Then shoes, right?
They bring the...
They have the shoes that tie up,
the auto lace.
Yeah, but they bring the hoverboard, the one on wheels, and everybody's fucking falling and breaking their fucking
and
neck.
And blowing up. And
including
blowing
Mike
up.
Tyson.
Yeah.
My back.
Oh,
the wheel one,
right? The
what are they
one.
Called?
Right,
hoverboard.
Right.
The hoverboard.
No, they're not called hoverboard.
What are they called? Hooverboard?
No. It's completely different from that.
It's a wheel. It's a wheel.
They call them hoverboard.
No, but it's a different. It's a different. It's
the
a different
ones on
thing.
Wheels?
Yeah, yeah.
What
it's
are
not
they called
hoverboard.
Almost like the Segways.
Very, very similar to
the name. I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, look it up. Why are you looking it up? Lexus, maybe in 2016, made a commercial, right? They were in California, and they were jumping, they were like at a skate park. It was a hoverboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they put, I'm sure it was in production, but again, like Sneaker Steve said,
hoverboard.
No, brother, it's called self-balance scooter motorized.
Look at that shit, hoverboard. Put that shit on the internet.
No, it's not. But look what's coming
look
up. Internet, it's not that.
I don't know.
So again, but here's my thing though. Here's my thing. If they're willing to invest and make military,
the drones.
No, not even the drones. Right. They're making a military force to deal with outer space stuff. First of all, to me that means they know something that I don't. Not that I need to be in the loop because I'm just a fucking tax-paying citizen. All right, but. Why they need to have that, and why don't instead of doing that, why don't they grab the money and put it into NASA? Mm-hmm. What do you got? I know that there's
that's
meteorites out
idea.
There.
That's
it's his idea. He wants to show something.
He wants the credit for
something. Yeah.
But that okay, and you know
credit,
what?
Man,
and it's possible that he and it's you know listen.
Yeah.
Let's go all the way and say that he's probably gonna get the fucking credit for it.
Of course he is.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. What he wants.
But there's no fucking need for it.
It doesn't matter.
There's no need for it. Because you know what? At the end of the day, before they said we need to have a space military,
mm-hmm.
they had NASA. The NASA and the military are one and the same anyway. What are we going to do? Not send nuclear warheads to stop a fucking a rock from coming and killing us
all? I'll give you something. The last time that Americans or a person went to space and landed on the moon was almost 50 years ago.
Mm.
50 years ago. Has been.
Because what?
Why?
That's the question. So here's the thing. So now he's trying to bring back some kind of, you know, they're trying to bring the NASA, not NASA, they're trying to a space force. He's trying to get all this funding for military police, space police, whatever he wants to do. But
okay.
The question is, it's been 50 years since we've been on the moon.
But why?
Nobody knows that question.
You got to dig deeper.
Here's the deeper. There's always talks. When Neil Armstrong passed away, he said there was something up there. He finally actually talked in his old age.
Right.
And then what happened? He passed away. So he had secrets, and, you know, he passed away. When some of these astronauts who are still living, they know something.
Right.
So we don't know, but the government knows.
Of course.
You get it? Now, here's another question, and I've been reading this up because it's going to be 50 years that we landed on the moon.
Okay.
When we send a rocket up to space, a nuclear rocket, how come it always gets either destroyed? Or it doesn't make it, malfunctions, and it gets damaged.
Okay.
It's never went out of space. Like, they'll send rockets up and it gets destroyed.
What do you mean?
Nuclear.
But let me ask you.
Or it never goes up.
Well, no. Okay, to correct you, nuclear. We've tested nuclear arms in space.
And it failed.
It didn't fail.
Oh, it didn't fail?
It didn't fail. And I'm not trying to contradict what you're saying, but I know it hasn't. There's declassified information that shows what it looks like when they've blown nuclear arms in space.
Okay.
So it did work. I'm not sure what exactly what you're getting at, because the capability, the technology is there. And this is what I'm saying. I'm a hard body conspiracy theorist. You shitting on me?
Are you shitting on me? No. I'm just saying ghosts, nigga.
My man is shitting on me. No. You don't think that there was aliens in Roswell? The technology's been there. All this technology is there. Where do you think people get it from?
You think technology in the past 30 years have increased dramatically.
Not even 30 years. When was the last time?
Okay, besides using a laptop. When was the last time you used a laptop?
I don't even own one.
Me either. Why? Because everything's on this.
Right.
He uses it because he uses it with the microphone and he gets things done. But I have never, since the Circuit City years.
Okay.
This is going back 20 years. I have not used a computer in the past.
You haven't had the need
5 years.
But also, okay, think about it. Yeah. When we were back in that time, there was we saw the steps. We saw the flip phone.
Yep.
We saw the Palm Pilot.
That's
we
great.
Saw the Palm Pilot turn into a phone.
Flip phone. Yeah.
And it was a 2-in-1.
That's
and
correct.
You had the QWERTY keyboard, right? And then it progressively got more and more and more smarter.
When Steve Jobs first introduced the iPhone.
Right.
And they called it a smartphone.
Right.
Everybody lost their minds because they said it was going to be a touch screen.
Sure.
And they're like, holy crap, this is incredible.
And he did it.
Yeah. And when it came out, it was the greatest thing ever to come out.
He's going
to
be the father. He's going to be the father of the whole
thing. But here's the thing. Okay, so my research has led me to believe that we've had this technology
longer. Okay.
But we haven't been able to just let it out for the sake of letting it out. Because the censorship that's in this country is A1. So you mean to tell me that, like we were talking earlier with Dell, that we're taking away Trump and his wall and all of the shenanigans that he's doing is taken away from the shit that's happening right now. All the bombings that are happening that nobody talks about is being covered up by the shit that you hear every day.
The wall, the immigration laws, this and that.
Right?
You know, I hear you.
Well, what you're saying is
tearing families apart.
They're secret.
Sure.
Everybody has every president out there from the past and today has secrets.
Yeah, but we have no fucking
control. We have
control
no clue.
You're right. You don't. But at least you can educate yourself.
Right.
To at least know. Yeah, I mean, if anything, right? Because here's the thing, I got a good scenario for you guys. What's good? Oh, you see that, right? Get that. So here's another thing, another topic.
Because
it's a brand, baby. You gotta be fresh all the time.
I work on clock.
You got
fresh. He got the Jesus slippers on. You gotta relax. So here's my thing, right? Okay, so in terms of
here's the point, internet.
Okay, here's the point.
The point
is that you have to have some kind of knowledge of self about what it is that they're feeding you.
Okay.
Because we all know that AIDS was man-made. Cancer has an ID number. These things, like they say, oh my God, cancer just came out of nowhere. They're not. It's all a bigger picture. It starts from the sky and it works its way down into the things that we eat and the things that we put into our bodies.
Okay.
All right? That's factual. That shit, all of that stuff. You can find somebody that abused, you know, like fast foods and everything, compared to somebody that went the other way and ate properly.
Right.
And the two things are astounding. You probably found cancer in one person before you found it in the other.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So to me, the knowledge has always been there, but they have to let it out in segments. It's too much for people.
Right. Some people can't handle it.
Yeah.
Most people can't. You got to look at it this way.
But can they really not handle it?
Most people don't want to know the truth.
They don't.
Because when you start telling some people the truth, oh my God, that's a lie.
It's out there.
But then the truth finally comes out, and they're like, oh man, it really. Because looking for years, people were saying in Hollywood, all these things are going on.
Yeah.
No one, nothing.
So look.
Nothing. Now all of a sudden it's out.
Scientology
is
real.
Tom Cruise is real.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise could look like Jesus for all I know.
He never aged.
And he that nigga's still making money.
A little shorter, and a little his nose is a little big, but you know
he's still making money.
Still making Mission Impossible.
Yeah, but let me say something.
How many Mission Impossibles?
You guys heard of Steve Jobs' last words, right?
What?
He died a billionaire at 56 years old.
Okay.
Of pancreatic
cancer.
Yeah.
And here are his last words. I reached the pinnacle of success in the business world. In others' eyes, my life is an epitome of success. However,
it's life.
Aside from work, mm-hmm. I have little joy. This is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, wealth is only a fact of life that I am accustomed to. At this moment, lying on the sick bed and recalling my whole life, I realize that all the recognition and wealth that I took so much pride in have paled and become meaningless in the face of impending death. You can employ someone to drive the car for you, make money for you, but you cannot have someone to bear the sickness for you.
Of course. That makes sense.
Material things lost can be found, but there is one thing that can never be found when it is lost, a life.
Right.
When a person goes into the operating room, he will realize that there is one book that he has yet to finish reading, Book of Healthy Life, Book of Healthy Life.
Right.
Anyways, he went on and on. But what I'm saying is, you know, we're speaking about all this technology and supposedly the, you know, all these,
Different factors.
That...
I look at money's evil. Let me ask you a question. If you were a millionaire and you had all the money in the world but you didn't have a life, would you take it?
Say that again.
If you're a millionaire, very wealthy, rich man, you had all the money in the world, but you didn't have a real life, you didn't have a family, you didn't have a wife, you didn't have no kids,
you didn't have friends.
Would you still take that path?
No.
See?
And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Because me and DJ Sneaker Steve, we were talking about this on the drive here.
Mm-hmm.
Money gives you a false sense of fulfillment.
Of course.
Right? And this is why the dudes in Hollywood got pinched. We were talking about this in the car. So I was telling him, look, what's his name?
Harvey?
No, Harvey Weinstein. Is beating off. And he asked a chick to come into his room.
Yeah.
Right? He's got all this money in the world. He thinks
and a beautiful wife.
And a beautiful banging ass ex-wife, by the way.
Yeah.
I ain't divorced, but, you know, talk to me, bitch. I'm just playing. I love my wife. Baby, I'm wildin'. But what I'm saying is, he thought he was untouchable.
Yeah, look at
He thought he was untouchable. Anybody that has large amounts of money feel that they can't be told anything because they got money. Fuck you gonna tell me, nigga, you broke.
The God complex.
Right. Exactly.
Bill Gates. So, you feel money because money will buy off so many people that you get that one person that they're not about money.
Right.
Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So, but I think you gotta have a
bad. Well, I mean, look, she's just a bad liar, but she's still getting married. Oh, we went in the church. He said Hillary Clinton. God. Hillary, I listen, we voted for you.
Yeah, we
you
did.
Fucked up. You fucked up. You should have took care of business, bitch. That's all I'm saying. Continue, please. God damn, I'm upset.
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
You got to say it with a Spanish accent. Because all the Puerto Ricans in New York was going for Bernie. Bernie, tú sabes Bernie. Not Bernie Williams, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie should have took her place.
It should have been Bernie Williams.
It could have.
Bernie Williams.
Fucked that up.
The baseball
player. Yankees,
Logan. Yo, I said
the baseball player.
All right, what's next on the topic?
All right, yo.
All right,
but listen.
Base force is dead.
Now, you got it. Okay, so a little bust. We got Kim Kardashian goes to Hollywood. Do we want to switch that?
No. I want to hear this one. This is going
to
be good.
Kim Kardashian goes to Washington, D.C., speaks to the president and says...
Speaks or swallows?
Kanye, she could have done both. She has a meeting with the president.
Trump.
And they get a 62-year-old reformed ex-drug dealer.
Okay.
Out of prison. What kind of conversation did she have with the president? Why did that sound so natural for you to say? Why did that sound so like every day to you? Yeah, you gotta relax.
That was good. That was good.
Anthony, you saw that. What kind of power does Kim Kardashian have? Listen, she ruined Lamar Odom.
Oh, she did. She did.
Who else she ruined, son?
She ruined Ray J.
Goddamn, and Yeezy. And she ruined Yeezy. Not. How good is that pussy, fam, that she went to talk to Trump?
I don't know. Let's ask Kanye.
Trump laid that lady go.
Did he?
Let's ask Kanye.
Talk to Trump.
And listen, she got a pardon from the president. Do you realize you get a pardon from the president, they get you out of jail immediately? Meek Mill did not even get out like that. They threw his ass back in for being on a fucking dirt bike.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Why? For being on a dirt bike?
Well, you know, the president.
Yeah, he broke his bike.
Kanye. They're buddies too.
Of course.
Great buddies too. So is
the president listening to Kanye's new bars?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
How much?
Maybe what well, the bars of Kim?
Kim's bars.
He bought something for a night.
Did Kanye
was like, yo.
Kanye was losing a wallet.
Is Kanye an ambassador yet?
Yeah, he's there. He's halfway.
It's gonna happen.
Nigga Steve, how you feel about that, son?
Yo, we're talking shit about powerful people. Yo, shut the fuck up.
I'm not. Listen, what happened to the Jets Club? I don't know. All of them got disappeared.
We made it that far if they're listening.
Facts. You saw the X-Files, the first movie,
yeah,
where they turned the cave into like a playground. Yeah. If you come to Margate, Florida, and there's a playground where the Gentlemen's Club way what? Back when was,
you know who gone.
You know they got us. you know Oprah Winfrey
we'll be
put
in the
that
Space
hit
Force.
Out. We're probably Yoda, yodeling on his little green balls.
That's messed up.
Damn.
I voted for him, so I'm not going anywhere. You guys
who'd you vote for?
Kirk.
Did you put him there on purpose in front of you?
Yeah, I did. You see that? You see him right there?
Yeah, I was going to see him.
He's right there. Look at what he's looking at. He's like this.
He's in control. He's definitely.
The troll that he is. There you go.
Does he have a cheeseburger in him?
No, he's excited. He's like this.
No, he should have a phone, so he's on Twitter all the time.
All the time.
So what are we talking next since we passed the Kardashians?
Yeah, let's go past the Kardashians.
Okay, well, all right. Well, listen, let's freestyle it.
Okay, go.
Okay.
What do we got going on? What have you guys gone through, seeing anything that strikes your fancy?
That shooting that happened at the newspaper.
Listen. Matter of fact, let's put that on hold for 1 second. Yeah. Here at the Gentlemen's Club, we want to give a big shout out and a huge rest in peace to the young man in the Bronx that got murdered by these fucking coward-ass dudes with machetes.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, brother. Listen, you ain't deserve that. A mistaken identity, man. Over some gang shit. Now we've had that, but not damn, like that. That was fucked up. And you know what? Motherfuck the person that owned that bodega.
Oh yeah, man.
Because you could have saved him.
Or have you gone?
He came back
and put in a hiding.
He came back, and you could have saved his fucking life by calling. Who the fuck doesn't call 911?
You call 911, pull out your gun, or you make that close the store. You leave him in there. He was behind the counter.
Right.
Threw his ass out. Come
on,
now.
Absolutely.
You know what? If that was my store, I'll be honest with you. I'll pull out my 9, and I guarantee I will shoot somebody for that.
Somebody's got to catch that bullet. Literally, they're stabbing this young man
right in front of him
to death. Yeah. They're hitting him with fucking machetes. Yeah. Not like little like butter knife. They were like 12-inch fucking machetes.
Yeah, man.
They take his fucking life. And for what? Mistaken identity? How do you say, oh, my bad?
They come out later and say, oh, we got the wrong person. Sorry.
Machete para usted.
That's fucked up. That's like fucked the other up. Guy, Sneaker Steve, what's the guy's name? The guy that got murdered last week in Florida. The rapper, XXX.
XXXTentacion.
Again.
I've never heard of that guy. I'll be honest with you.
Listen, he was never heard of that guy.
You either, right?
He was underground.
He was underground. But apparently he was just in his
big. My 13-year-old kid was about
it. Really?
He started blowing up.
He hit the top Billboard 100 number one after he died. I felt bad. I was like, oh.
But you know what they say? The best promotion is the death promotion.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Michael Jackson just recently, 9 years of being dead, and they playing his shit on the Radio Hall body. So I mean, think about it. You get no better promotion for a dead rapper than fucking.
Of course. Every time a celebrity musician dies, they're
right.
Number one.
Joe Jackson died.
Yeah.
Imagine how pissed Michael Jackson was in heaven when Joe Jackson
said he
stepped
going
through.
To heaven, though.
Oh,
why not?
Joe Jackson.
He's going to heaven. No, he's going to heaven. So Joe Jackson died. Come on, so they got their ass beat a little bit.
But okay, look, all joking aside.
We always get forgiveness.
I mean, so
eight, seven minutes.
We good, brother. Listen, you cannot stop greatness. You gotta relax.
I agree with
the
that.
The Jets Club, this is, we the heavyweight podcast champs. We got belts and everything. Not on me, because I, you know, it's like $400 to get this fucking belt. I ain't get there yet. Help kicks up when they get that fucking that belt.
Donations.
But donations. Yo, Patreon's going live.
We working on it. That's happening.
Going live.
The merch is happening.
This summer.
Listen, we got the. We working on the logo.
GoFundMe page.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
Let's go. Let's go, Faye. Bring it home, bro.
The internet. Listen up, the internet. We need your help. We need your help. We do this shit every month, and we love giving you content. We love doing the sneaker. DJ Sneaker Steve segment. We love doing the
way back when.
The way back when item of the month.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is stuff that we're trying to bring to the community, you know, to the sneakerhead community and to the antiques and collectible community. You know, we really believe that you guys are out there. You guys like listening to the content that we bring. And then, you know, we like to talk shit about the shit that's going on in the world, but sometimes we get real, sometimes we just joke around and shit like that. But we need supporters. We need people to help, you know, build our podcast right now.
Yeah.
You know, be a founding. Yeah. Yo, be a founding member. Like last episode, we spoke about. We were kidding, but we really spoke about the $49.99.
You know, I'm thinking about that all the time.
There you go.
But I'm serious. If a founding member, if you want to be a founding member of the Gents Club, and you know, I'm gonna start. We're gonna start the.
Well, let me say this. Yeah, I'm gonna cut that. You off real quick because I want to make a very sharp point. If we had a bad bitch with her titties and her ass showing, y'all'd be paying $49.99. Because they have them. They have them. I said that.
You guys want a bad bitch with titties?
I said that.
Comment, rate, and subscribe.
That was a powerful guy.
Dell knows everybody.
Don't let my man, because he's jolly, don't think he can't five-finger slap a bitch with some baby powder. Come on,
hand,
bitch.
Hand.
Let's go. Okay, I said five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go ahead. He'll fuck your life up. He'll probably rearrange your ovaries.
You know what? We'll let the
internet decide.
We're gonna do what you say. So comment on IG.
That's a great idea.
We're gonna do what they say.
If you want to see Dell jump off the building,
he's
too old.
Joey Duggar, he can live.
But we're gonna do some crazy shit. But you know what? Not that crazy. But
that will bring the American Ninja.
Spider-Man to come jump off.
Spider-Man and jump.
Relax.
We'll dress
first of all, Spider-Man.
We'll dress him up as Spider-Man.
That Spider-Man was looking. What we say? He was looking crazy.
Yo, he was crazy. That
some shit.
He was literally. He picked up. We saw him pick up his dad and walk with him.
Which Spider-Man?
There was a Spider-Man. Yeah, so look, internet, in case you don't know, way back when, through a massive convention.
Yep. We had fun here.
Couple of months ago.
Yeah, February.
It was called a People's Convention.
Yeah.
God, that shit was fire. We was in here. He had everybody in here. Shout out to Joe.
Yeah,
shout out to Way Back When. Shout out to Dell.
You know, all the antique community.
Shout out to all. And if you collect.
Collectible.
If you collect fingernails.
Man. Shout out to Angel Salazar, man.
Yeah, Angel Salazar.
Listen, first of all, Chichi. Sneaker Steve don't like you. And y'all need to work that out because I don't know what you did, but he said.
Check it out.
He said he did one scene. One scene is bullshit.
Check
it out.
That's his real voice. Yeah, check it out.
I believe it.
Check it out.
So, listen, Angel, we need you back on the show.
Yeah,
y'all got to work that out.
You got to work it out, man.
You dig what I'm saying?
We'll put a boxing ring together.
Hard body. But, yo, listen, it is. He threw a great convention and had a lot of people up here in Margate. And this is a guy that did it from the ground up.
That's great.
Yeah. And we respect Joe for that.
We do.
You know, he's definitely a great friend and great ally.
He hosts us.
He's part of the show.
Every month.
Yeah. And you know, all you got to do is just try and make that shit happen, bro.
But last episode we spoke about.
Did
you sell the shoes or no?
No, man, we still have it.
Okay, so
we could do something. We could do a raffle.
We're gonna do the raffle.
Do a crazy raffle.
Yo, so listen to episode 9.
Yeah.
We got the raffle. We're celebrating tonight because this is episode.
This is 10. Our 10th episode.
Number 10.
It's gonna go far.
Number 10, and we need supporters.
So just share it. Share. Yeah. That's
we're,
it.
We're gonna have.
Do you know what share means, Joe?
Yo,
because I'm tired of asking you to share. You fucking
yo,
got me
we
sick.
Need to share. Listen, share it on all Instagram, on your Snapchat.
You
put
go.
Our faces. We're gonna even cartoon our asses.
Listen, are we working on A&E?
Yo, we're working on A&E right now, and we're gonna bring. Bring their ass over to our podcast. We're gonna tell them it's, you know, a little bit, you know, R-rated, but,
sure.
But at the same time, share. If you want us to, we want to hear your comments. We want to hear what you want to hear.
Okay.
So if you like, collectibles, if you like shoes, if you like music, rap, if you like, I don't care what it is, movies, politics, I mean, whatever you like, let us know. Or if you want us to do some crazy stuff and talk about it. Yo, we're smiling.
We'll do it.
It is what it is.
That's it. So we got heads here. You know what I'm saying?
As long as I don't have to get naked, I'm good. So,
you know, things are going
on.
I don't know
there.
What happened.
Woo! Woo!
Dump it in there.
Dump it in there.
I mean, Trump, he's coming for you.
That's the wine.
It's the wine.
It's all the dark web.
No question. Listen. So, I think we're winding down.
Toys R Us.
Dude, are you like, damn, Toys R Us?
Yo,
man.
Come on, man. We got to do it quick. How many minutes we got? 2 minutes?
1 minute.
Okay, we got 1 minute. We're going to throw it out. We want to do a special rest in peace to Toys R Us.
Good God.
Now, if you guys know what Toys R Us has been around for 75 years, I actually worked Dell Arc for Toys R Us. We're going to miss that sorry ass giraffe. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
But at the same time, where kids are going to go get toys? Where are they going to have their imaginations?
They're coming way back
online.
Online. And that sucks. Everything's online.
They're not even going to go.
There's no imagination.
I think the toy industry is
going to
start falling,
right,
going down.
That's where they're going.
I believe the toy industry is done. I believe now with technology so advanced right now, kids are forgetting to play.
Listen, I follow, so we're a couple of guys here, we're wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Big WWE fans. WWF fans,
yeah.
When it was real,
attitude
it was
era.
Real.
Yeah.
There you go.
Attitude
and
era.
What I've noticed is grown men like us are buying WWE figures, and they're taking, you know, they're basically like setting up photography of like things that happen, you know, basically counterparting the actual episodes.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Young kids don't know about toys anymore.
No, man.
They don't know.
Man.
They're not going to know what
action figures.
Exactly.
Figures. They're not going to know what a G.I. Joe is.
No.
You're going to have to go to certain places that sell them shits.
Like,
to
way
even
back when.
Come to way back
when.
Get you a G.I. Joe.
But the sad part. So the sad part is right now is that you're right. It's us buying the toys.
Right.
It's not kids.
Yeah.
It's not.
Exactly.
And then when a new toy comes out, it's the 40-year-olds. It's the 35-year-olds buying it. You don't see
they're
no
doing it for
anymore.
Us.
Yeah,
they're not doing it for the young kids.
Yeah, it's done, man. It's like hot toys, all this stuff, man. But I'm sad because our generation, we are the
it's
last.
It's a wrap.
We're done.
It's a wrap. We're the last of the dying breed.
Man. That's sad.
But listen, fellas, you know, we had a great fucking time with you guys. You know, I want to thank everybody for the energy, the efforts and all the stuff that we did tonight. And I think we're going to call it a night, man.
Yeah,
so,
man,
listen, this is your co-host, Kick718. Faye Uno, where can they reach you at, brother?
Yo, Faye Uno on Instagram.
Okay.
And Hip Hoppers Unite on Facebook.
Okay, dig that, brother. Joe, talk to me about where they can find you.
Yo,
right,
man,
again.
You can find me at WBW Antiques on Instagram or
fire.
Just put Way Back When Antiques on Facebook.
That's so lit. The DJ Sneaker Steve, talk to me. Give him your
you
domain.
You can find me on Instagram, DJ _SneakSteve.
Okay, that's what's
wait,
up.
Wait, it's not official until you say, but Miss.
And he does bar mitzvahs. He does circumcisions. He does it all. I didn't say nothing about, I didn't even mention that. So you gotta relax. Listen.
All your party needs.
All Joe's favorite disco song.
That's right.
Del, where can they find you at, Del?
On Facebook and Way Back When.
There you go. Listen, you can find me, Kick718. You can find me Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. If you need something from somebody, I know somebody that stole it from somebody else. It's the Gentleman's Club. Make sure you check out the Patreon.
Yeah, the page.
The page? Plug
that.
TheGentsClub.com. Okay.
And then we're going to be on Patreon real soon. And any collaboration, $1 a month.
Goes a long way.
Anywhere from $1 a month to $49.95.
Nah.
We're going to have different tiers on the Patreon page. And we're going to offer different things for everybody that supports us. And again, thank you for listening.
Yeah, and I'm going to say one more thing before we break out. Remember, internet, that me and Joe, we have the bet. The bet is I eat 6 raw eggs.
This is JoJo's challenge.
In case Donald Trump wins the Nobel Peace Prize.
I shave my head.
Yep.
And we shave his head live on him. If you want to see his head get shaved live, join in and throw some money my way.
Trump, you better win that shit.
All right? Listen, I want to give a shout out to my man, Despicable P on Instagram. My man from Baltimore. He laced me with some fly shit. Make sure you check for... hold on, I'm not even gonna fuck this up.
DJ Thrift also.
DJ Thrift is that guy, yeah, son.
He hooks us up with a nice intro.
But listen, keep going, son. Keep going until I find it. Until I find it. I promised him a shout out.
Share.
If you, one of the tiers on Patreon, if you at least help us out with $5 a month,
there you go.
We're gonna give a shout out at the end. We're gonna make sure we include you in the credits somewhere, somehow. $5 a month on Patreon.
Yo, and actually, listen, Sock King Season 6 is coming. 7/14. Win forever. Internets, we out. Wow. Well, fuck yourself.
Peace.
Fuck
yourself.
How are you
going to ask him to pay?
I know. Fuck yourself.
You know why? Because I've seen people, let me stop.
Fuck
yourself. Because I look at Joe and then I'm like, nah, it ain't going to work. His Jesus slippers are throwing me off.
Oh.